So we're talking in the 60s, and the Tulsa Oilers were here playing, and didn't you help them out a little bit?
Well, I was the clubhouse boy for the visitors team, and which basically was a great job. My job was to clean up the clubhouse, shine the shoes, hang up the uniforms for the players, and it was a great job.
Just to be around those players was...
Yeah, I think I made $15 a week.
Yeah, and you would have done it for nothing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. Oh, and then I heard that you kicked some very important person out of the clubhouse.
Well, I did. I had a strict boss with the Albuquerque Dodgers AAA team, and he said, nobody's ever allowed in that clubhouse during the game. So I went back to check on the clubhouse one evening. There's some guy there in a coat and tie, and I ran him out of the clubhouse. So I went out and told the team trainer, who was my boss, I said, I just ran some guy out of the clubhouse. So he goes back, 5 minutes later, he comes back and says, you idiot, that's Buzzy Bavasi, who was the general manager of the Dodgers. And he was there to call up a player named Don Sutton and fly back to meet the team. And Don Sutton went from there to the major leagues and became an all-star.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I thought he was even an owner, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
An owner.
Yeah.
Buzzy. Do you... Here's a man that was probably told not to do too much. Do you remember encountering him? Did he glare at you? Did he argue with you?
Actually, he was very, very courteous. Very courteous. He could have glared at me.
Right. Who was the manager of the Tulsa Oilers at that time?
Probably Vern Benson, I believe, was the manager at that time. Of course, I was on the visitor side, which was a better job because you made more money.
Oh.
Because every 3 days, the team would leave and the players would tip you. If it's a home team, they're there for 2 weeks and you get the same tip for 2 weeks' work versus 3 days.
He had it figured out, huh? Warren Spahn became manager.
He did.
Was that later then?
Yes, he was and then the TU baseball team always started the season with an exhibition game against the Oilers. And when we played them that year, Spahn pitched, and I was lucky enough to get a hit off Warren Spahn.
Wow. Can I touch your hand? Oh, that had to be fun for you, huh?
Yes, it was. Baseball was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and Warren's son...
Greg
told Warren's story here for voicesofoklahoma.com and did a great job of it, so we're proud to have that story with us, who had a ranch down in Texas, Warren did, and lived in Broken Arrow.
Yes.
I think he passed away, as a matter of fact, in Broken Arrow. In the 60s, let's bring up historic note here, because it was November of 63. Here we are the 18th of November, because on the 22nd of November, we'll honor that anniversary in 1963 when John Fitzgerald Kennedy was assassinated. You certainly remember that. Tell us what your day was like when that happened.
Well, I was a freshman at Northeastern A&M Junior College, and had a 1 o'clock class, and I walked into the class, and the teacher came in with tears running down his cheeks, and he said, our president is dead, you are dismissed. And they canceled school for the next few days, and I came back to Tulsa and was literally watching national television along with millions of other Americans when Jack Ruby shot and killed Lee Harvey Oswald.
Right. And I remember radio stations didn't make any difference what their format was, whether it was talk or rock and roll or whatever. They just played, I'm going to call it dirge music,
yep.
Slow classical music, because nobody knew what to do.
That's correct. And I'll always remember Walter Cronkite taking those glasses off and looking at that screen saying, our president is dead.
And I think a tear or two,
yes,
in his eye when he did that.
Yep.
Out of Nathan Hale, you went to Northeastern, Oklahoma A&M, and Miami.
Right.
Home of the Golden Norseman. I've always liked that because I'm Norwegian, and right. It's nice to have that Norseman. And why did you go to NEO?
Because that's the only school that offered me a baseball scholarship.
Right.
A guy named Homa Thomas came and saw one of my American Legion games, and why don't you come up to NEO and play baseball? And Homa had a twin brother named Okla. And Homa always said he was glad he wasn't born in Texas.
Did you ever meet Okla?
I never met Okla, but I did go to his funeral.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, here's Homa, who recruited you, because, which was kind of taking a gamble, you really didn't play much in high school. I mean, how did he even know?
He saw me play a Legion game. He'd come down and scout American Legion baseball,
okay,
which was a big deal in those days,
yeah.
And after a game one night, he came up and said, I want you to come up and visit NEO A&M and take a look at it. I did, liked it, and the rest is history.
And you enjoyed your 2 years then, wasn't that
yes,
there?
Right. Enjoyed it very much.
And while you played there, you were selected to the Junior College All-American Baseball team.
Correct.
So something had to kick in from high school to here.
The month of April of 1965, for some reason, I went on a hitting tear. Everything that was thrown my way, I hit, looked like a softball. And I went on a hitting tear, and then all of a sudden, I had several coaches talking to me about coming to their school.
Well, luck or not, if something did kick in. And the psychology of all athletics, and particularly baseball, because I'm a big baseball fan, happen to be a Yankee fan, and this year they went into this month-long slump. How a whole team can go into a slump? Maybe you can wax eloquently on that. Tell
well,
us why.
It's hard to figure when the entire team does. I know that I was talking to one of the coaches for the Oilers. I can't remember his name right now. I will. And he was talking about that Ted Williams was probably the greatest hitter that ever lived because he could pick up the spin on the baseball about 10 to 12 feet after it left the pitcher's hand. And if you have that advantage, you know whether it's a slider, a curve, or a fastball, and you get that extra split second to prepare to hit the ball.
The pitchers there at NEO and your competition. What kind of pitches were they throwing you? Fastball? And did they have a variety?
There, you didn't see many sliders.
No.
Sliders hard to throw.
Right.
And but you saw basically fastballs and curves.
And you hit them both.
Sometimes I did.
Well, you went on a hitting streak. So good that Gene Schell at TU, famous now to all of us, he recruited you. Tell us how he made that contact.
Well, he called one day and he said, I want you to come out to the university and look around. I did. And he said, I'd like you to come to TU and play baseball. And I talked to my mom and dad. And my mom said, well, if you go to TU, you might have a better chance of getting a job when you graduate. So why don't you go to TU? And I did exactly that.
So we could talk about your academics, but it's more fun to talk about baseball here, okay?
Right.
How did you do then, playing for TU?
Well, I did okay.
Did you continue your hitting streak?
I did. I was and it made the all-conference team and All-Missouri Valley Conference, so
yes,
I
you
continued
did.
Hitting.
Yeah, All-American, the All-Missouri Valley Conference selection team. Yeah, pretty amazing. And so then you played your full 2 years there.
Right.
Do you have any stories of competition? Did you get into any kind of finals? Remember?
We made it to the finals of the Missouri Valley Conference and then lost to Wichita State for the conference championship.
Yeah.
But we had a good team and had a lot of fun and no regrets.
Yeah. Any names from the team that anybody might remember that somebody wanted?
Well, one of our freshmen, pitcher when I was a senior was a guy named Steve Rogers, who later started two All-Star games, won the Cy Young Award, and he had been recruited to TU from Springfield, Missouri. And when I saw him pitch as a freshman, I thought, this is a wasted scholarship. And then each year he just got better and better and better.
And who did he play for?
Montreal Expos.
Oh, I guess I should have known that.
And he started at least one All-Star game.